From
Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast.
Your show, pussy.
You are now listening to the greatest podcast in the world. Hosted by your boy Rhetoric. This is the Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. And as you can see, I'm solo dolo today. But that's all right. I have the lovely Farragamas with me. Miss Fair, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding, You look wonderful today, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Too bad the cameras can't see you, but they can see me. All right here. Y'all boys done messed up today. Y'all done let the wrong one have the mic. Cut the Rhetoric is here. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, Cut the Rhetoric Edition. Greatly appreciate all y'all showing up here today. Got a lot of good things coming up here for you. But it's all going to come from me. It's all going to be unfiltered. And we're going to go crazy today. So, in today's news, Janelle Monae, you have great Kansas City cans. So if y'all haven't been familiar, Janelle Monae has been showing her breast all over Hollywood. She's been everywhere from the Met Gala. She was most recently seen on, on Twitter, I think it was going.
Yeah, it's going viral everywhere.
Nice little video of her showing those two little perky things shaking around.
Yeah.
Like I said, nothing starts to roll out like some titties, so can't go wrong with that. But I do want to add here, she did drop a music video. So this is a big rollout that's been going on for this. I don't think a lot of people are aware. She actually is with Atlantic. So this is straight out of Atlantic's bag. This is what they do. But add a little more context to it. So Miss Janelle Monae, she was actually in a bidding war last year. So if y'all not familiar with how this kind of record label stuff kind of goes, when you're a free agent, you can go pretty much wherever you want. And she had this opportunity. Sony was very much so in discussions with her. It looks like from what I was seeing, there was a deal done. But Atlantic came, must have came with a bigger bag because they had their ARs announcing she's going to be dropping this project coming out in June. So the music video, I'm not going to say that I was wrong. In any way, I very much so enjoyed it. Actually, probably one of the first music videos of Janelle Monae's I've actually liked. I'm not even going to lie.
You even watched any other Janelle Monae
I have
Monae
seen
videos?
That woman dance around in that awful fake Prince attire. And I am so glad she's freed herself of it. I hope that it's from her. I hope it's not just a team trying to put a bunch of nonsense into her head and whatnot. I hope this is her.
Hopefully not.
Hope this is who she wants to be. And I'm excited to see more of it. I want more of this kind of content. Don't show me the boobs this week and then go back to that ugly ass print shit. I don't need that. I don't want that.
She hasn't been wearing the suit for like years though.
I was actually doing a little deep dive on her YouTube and looking at some of her videos. So she of course, started out with the whole Prince look because she is a prodigy of Prince. She studied with him and whatnot. But she started going to a more Savannah James, I would say, kind of look. Very done up, very high fashion. It was very effeminate look from her past looks, but it still wasn't given that sexy edge. It was very Aisha Curry. It was a very Aisha Curry, Savannah James before, you know, Aisha, you know, got loose a little bit. She started feeling herself. So we're going back to Janelle Monae. I want to kind of do a little deep dive on this lipstick. I believe it's called Lipstick Lover. I believe that's the name of the
song.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
I wasn't mad at it.
She's a big, big pussy eater.
Well, she's non-binary according to her. So that just means for the people out there who don't know what non-binary means, it means she just floats to her own boat. She defines herself the way she wants to define it. She doesn't put herself into the rules of gender. So I know a lot of y'all people brains are exploding.
That's not what I just said.
People don't understand it that way.
That's a big pussy eater.
That doesn't, but she'll probably gobble some dick too now.
Both.
I'm on the line that she's probably going to most definitely gobble it when she's feeling. She's one of those chicks. I actually got a funny little DM about it. She's probably one of those chicks who know that, you know, hey, I like to experiment with the ladies, but when it comes down to it, she wants to get that penetration.
Not that penetration.
She wants to get that. Hey, what Kodak say? Everyone want a little bit of penetration. So
she wants someone to bust up her back.
Great callback. But back to where we are with Janelle Monae. Mm-hmm. So I want to give video. a with the video, I wanted to give a point and observation when I was watching the video. I just always find it hilarious when people who identify as women or female get to do music videos where they objectify women through the entire process and get called sexually liberated. I'm tired of it.
What do you mean?
I'm tired of when if I were to do a music video and I had my face next to a woman's ass, I'm objectifying her.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Monáe puts her face next to a woman's very supple ass. No one calls her objectifying women at all.
Because
no one accuses her for it.
When women compliment women, it's a different...
But she's non-binary, so she's down to fuck.
It's a different... regardless.
So she's...
What is it? Sexual preference? Mm-hmm. Your sexual orientation?
I don't believe that.
When women compliment women, it just hits different than when men compliment women.
I don't believe that.
When men compliment us, it's like, oh my God, police immediately.
No, because
save
when,
me.
No, because I'm not going to let that slide. Because when the stud comes up to you, she got the dick in her pants already. And she says, hey, shawty, you scared. You just like if a nigga came up to you. So don't act like that.
Okay, because the masculine energy is
okay,
what
but
we're scared
okay.
of.
Okay, so what I'm saying is here is when she's over here slapping ass, all you don't see none of these women's faces in some of these shots. Mm-hmm. Clear objectification.
Yeah.
All you see is their body parts, what she's objectifying, what she is seeing their worth in, what she loves, the lipstick lover. And if a man were to do that, all of that would be considered shit. She did tip drill. That was tip drill. That was female tip drill. That was clit drill.
You dragging it?
No,
just
I'm not.
A
that's clit
bit.
Drill. I'm not dragging a damn thing. That's what fucking happened here. Okay, and
clit
I'm not gonna let it
crazy
slide.
Also,
well, that's just what it was.
I'm
was
not
a clit
gonna
drill.
Let that one slide.
She should have got her credit card. I mean, she should have cashed that.
Clit
girl.
Drill also sounds a little pleasant. I'm not gonna hold you.
This motherfucker right here. But like I said, clit drill is probably gonna be the next single that's gonna come out. She probably gonna have a little Durk on there.
Not Lil Durk.
Since Lil Durk is turned up here. Do we got anything finished up on Janelle Monáe? Like I said, I hope everything is gonna go well. I think I expect her to sell pretty big. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like she's probably gonna do well. She's been going outside her box. So,
no more Prince clothes, please.
That's done. She's been done with that for a while,
no
though.
No more. Nothing even inspired by it. I don't want it even to go back to it. All right, man. So, we got something interesting here to talk about, man. These boys then dropped on consecutive days. So, if you're not aware, Lil Durk, NBA young boy. They've been at odds for a while now, especially since the untimely demise of King Von. And it's been fairly practical, what you could expect between them so far. But this part got a little interesting. So just to give, like I said, just a little history. About 2020 November, of course, King Von passed away. We lost him in a violent act. And the artist who was involved was NBA Youngboy's artist, Quando Rondo. And, of course, King Von was Young Dirk's artist. So because of that, they've been at odds for quite a while. We've had Youngboy dropping disses, Dirk dropping subtle disses on his songs. And it's been even more direct on Instagram, and to the point where they basically stated they were both going to drop albums. Friday comes around. We get Riches Out from Youngboy. Not gonna lie, I heard it. When I had a little funny tidbit there too. So I'm listening to the whole album, right? I pretty much finished the album. And then the next thing that the YouTube algorithm approves for me is a hour of clean pop music. I believe they thought I needed a palate cleanser after listening to all that Youngboy.
Yeah, before you go out into society, let's get this energy.
Yeah, we need some Taylor Swift in you. We need to make sure you know love is real.
Sunshine and rainbows, because you about to go kill somebody.
That's exactly what they thought I was on. But back to the Youngboy and Dirk situation here. So we have with them this beef that has come out of due to this violence, and now Dirk didn't drop an album. He dropped a single though. This has a big time producer in it. This has a big time rapper in it. I think it was a good move. I'm going to get into this move a little bit, but I kind of want to do a little breakdown of what I thought of NBA YoungBoy's Rich's op. I wasn't mad at it. It was exactly what you expected from YoungBoy. But I will say this, YoungBoy, were you not on there telling people you were about to change? I remember an interview where you told us that you was going to be a different man.
Yeah, he was like looking out at the snow
his
or
voice
something.
His voice was cracking. He was wild.
And
he was not looking like the YoungBoy that he is now. If you look at YoungBoy when he did that interview, and you look at him and what he just dropped, this message to Lil Durk on his YouTube page, that is not someone who wants to stay out the way and doesn't want violence. And again, I said that on our prior show when I was talking to the fellas, and I told them, this nigga is not sorry. If he was sorry, you know what he would do? He'd get the money back. All the money that you made, talking about the death of black men, killing black men, and again, I love this music. I'm not going to act like I don't. I'm a big fan of YoungBoy. He's grown on me over the years, but the truth is the truth. And I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not for the fact that, I'm a fan of, you know, some of the noise that he's made. So, YoungBoy, just keep it real with us now. You don't have to do this anymore. You don't have to fake the funk. You don't have to say you're going to be a good guy because right now you just got played. So this is what I think happened. I'm going to go into my little theory here. I think that NBA YoungBoy and Lil Durk came to an agreement. I believe they parties came to an agreement and said, hey, no more violence. We can talk all the trash we want in the music because it's going to help both of us sell. Because in this climate, the way music has been selling, we got Snoop Dogg asking how much is a stream. This shit is not what people think it is. We need numbers. We need to help each other. But then the little fat mouse jumped in. DJ Academics running his little trap.
Hate him.
I love Academics. He's the man. That was a little jab at him, but he's the man.
I wish terrible things upon him.
Not too much on Academics. So Academics comes in. And he tells the people, hey, NBA YoungBoy, Lil Durk, they ain't beefing no more. It's all good. We peoples now. My man, you messed up the marketing's boy. You can't tell people that they're not beefing if the marketing ploy is that based off they beefing. We're supposed to be selling the albums together based off of our beef. You didn't fuck that up. So now I believe NBA YoungBoy takes that as a challenge. He understands I have to make sure this beef looks real so that my Rich's Op album will look authentic. So what does he do before the album drops? Attacks Lil Durk on Instagram. He attacks Academics. He makes everybody's credibility look shot in an instance.
You got to have some ops if you're dropping an album called Rich's Op.
I agree. That would definitely help. So we get to this point here now. He is now antagonized Durk. Durk has also been on the I'm going to apologize. I'm going to be a different person. No more dead people in my music. And he does a fucking Machiavellian move. Jesus Christ. This little nigga Durk is fucking. He's a monster. He's a menace. Just like he said in this fucking song. He drops his Hard Knock Life, his why, his I Know I Can with this song with J. Cole. And to me, the reception that he's getting, folks pushing it as a positive rap song, you won. You got a big win right there. Because now, NBA YoungBoy drops the message on YouTube. He drops the Fuck the Industry song. Now he looks like this hyper-violent man in this situation. Now with the way that this conservative hip-hop agenda is being pushed, he's going to look like the bad guy in the situation. He's going to look like the one who's instigating violence in the situation. When we both know both of these gentlemen have done their fair share of violence in this situation.
He pulled a white woman.
Definitely. I love it. He pulled a Karen. An NBA young Karen. I mean, a little Karen.
Yeah.
That's what he pulled.
Little Kirk.
Like I said, I'm not mad at it, though. It's a Machiavellian move. You know what people are going to look for. People are dying every day in the news. Everything we hear about is a new shooter. We hear about rappers and hip-hop dying every day. So, yeah, it's going to be refreshing when somebody out of the worst city in America comes out with this kind of song. It's going to take everybody back, and everybody who claims they are these people who are positive for the community, they're going to have to jump on it. They're going to have to promote it. They're going to have to pick a side in regards to Lil Durk, because if they don't, what do they look like? They look like hypocrites.
Yeah.
They look inconsistent. They look like frauds, which most of you already are, if we're being honest. Y'all just some frauds. Some Catcher in the Rye, phonies. Y'all just some phonies at the end of the day, truthfully. You aren't the men that you say you are. You aren't the people that you say you are. But you have to advocate for the things that your ad overlords tell you. It's a sad, sad day. But let's get into this, because I didn't hear a lot of people being honest about this track. So I kind of wanted to break down, do a little lyrical breakdown of old Durkio. Because we already know J. Cole did his thing on there. It's probably already had J. Cole's verses already in there. They just dropped Durk hook and add his verse. But let's kind of jump into a little Durk thing. Can you play that for me, Miss Fair?
Down, I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace.
Okay,
I said with the man politician.
What the fuck did this nigga? Did this nigga just say the media called me a menace?
Yes.
Mr. Durk. I'm pretty sure I can find 3 songs without even trying where you refer to yourself as more than such. A monster, a demon. Someone who has destroyed the community. So, Durk, come on now. The media didn't call you a menace. You gracefully took that title, my man. All right, let's continue.
Undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get forward. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gonna joke about stimulus, but they really had came in
the clutch. What the fuck? Bring that back. Hold on. Bring that back. What the fuck did this nigga just say?
Hold on.
What the fuck did this nigga just say? Because this nigga got some working class bars in there. Like, what the fuck? Hold on. Bring that back. Please bring that back for me, Miss Fair.
Yeah, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gonna joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
Oh my fucking God. Did this nigga say they were joking about stimulus, but that shit came in a clutch?
That's exactly what he said. This nigga had nothing.
This nigga was like, this nigga went into the book and said, "Hey, what do poor people have going on? Like, what do the brokies do? Like, that's literally what he did. Nigga, you did not get a stimulus. You had to, what, 75K was the cutoff? If you're who you say you are, you did not get a stimulus. This nigga said the stimulus came clutch as fuck. Oh, my God.
He literally had nothing. This verse is garbage, but let's finish it so we can tell everyone our opinions.
All right.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs. I refer to myself. Trying to better myself. Trying to better my health. But
hey, my boy went through the list of like, hey, bro, what do niggas be talking about in positive shit? Oh, mental health. Okay, let me throw that in there.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Let me put some mental, some physical health in there as well.
Okay, take care of yourself.
My nigga, this nigga talk about all the lean and all the drugs and perks that he does.
Just fistfuls of prescription drugs.
Throwing Vicodins down like they're fucking Flintstone vitamins. And this motherfucker is talking about he's keeping his. Come on, Durk, man.
That's
please.
Why he said, I refer to myself.
Durk, please go back to calling niggas names out and spinning blocks, please.
Yeah, because
this right here, this ain't your lane. He thinks he's Jay-Z. He thinks he believes this is going to be his hard knock life, and that's going to help him transition. But my man, you got to say something. And I know you have. This is literally an instance where this nigga had nothing positive to say at all. He's probably been so indoctrinated with the trenches. He probably couldn't even think of anything. You didn't even throw a stay in school. I wish you could we get that? Stay in school? We're throwing all the dare shit out. This nigga sounded like a fucking Nancy Reagan commercial. Shout out to Cole, though. I'm not your biggest fan, but I liked your verse on there. But damn,
not your
Dirk,
twin.
Don't do that. Okay.
You're not your twin's biggest fan?
Don't do that. And I'm not.
Rhetoric don't look like J. Cole. If he took the ponytail out, y'all would see it.
All right, you're going to get fired. Don't do that now.
Okay. You mad?
Right, you will get fired.
I'm going to lose my job, guys.
Don't do that, Ferragamos. Jesus. Let me bring up that Jay slander. But hey, Dirk, man, when's the next block spinner coming? That's what I'm looking for. I don't want any more positive shit. I don't want no more album fakes off. Because this nigga didn't even put an album out. He did a fake out on my boy Youngboy.
Hey. Happy Mother's Day.
So now I'm sure the plan is now I got the heat from the J. Cole single. Album comes out 2 weeks. I got the Summer on Splash. So we'll see if this comes out. I'm not mad at it. You got a young boy to pull his cards, but you also got to understand that nigga young boy comes with he wakes up with 30 songs every day of his life. Like there's no day he doesn't wake up where he doesn't have 30 new songs ready to drop out as an album. And unlike you, because let's kind of go break down to these two gentlemen, because I think it's fairly interesting their come up. So Dirk, when he came out in the Chicago era drill sound, he had a long run to get there. He was known from people here and there, but you didn't know Dirk to have a real single until young DJ, what was her name, DJ Loaf. So you see that he has this long trajectory over 10 years in the game to get where he's at now. NBA Youngboy hasn't been in the game probably less than half the time Dirk's been here and has seen success in the YouTube realm unlike any rapper has ever seen. So when you take those two, I can see why there's a lot of animosity. The label treated you, your label treated you a certain way when you came up. I was tossed here and there, made to do these little projects here and there to be not being me. DJ Loaf wasn't his Beyonce.
DJ Loaf?
Yeah.
Do you mean
Dej
Loaf?
I meant Dej Loaf. I always
say
her name wrong.
Who the fuck is DJ Loaf?
I always say her name wrong. Dej Loaf. Dej Loaf wasn't his Beyonce. We know that now.
I forgot they dated. That's so awkward.
Bro, he stole her sound. I've said this before. He dated her, stole her sound, and then got hot. And then, like you said, you have NBA Youngboy on the other hand, who got hot off his own music, put his girl that he was dating with on for a little bit in the music space.
Oh yeah,
Didn't really span, you know, do nothing with her. But he has,
you know, she having like a basketball player baby. She had the basketball player baby.
Yeah, nigga play for the Hawks.
Oh yeah,
I know. I don't miss anything. I'm on top of it.
Cause you are messy.
The mess. I'm the messenger.
I love that.
You see that? All right, back to what I was saying. So I can understand why these guys, outside of this, their own personal, you know, loss of life beef, I can understand why I have every reason to not like you if I'm Dirk, because you feel like, I feel like NBA Youngboy, you've been handed everything. And since you was a young boy, this industry has handed you everything because you was fly on YouTube. When I had to get it out the mud, I had to really, you know what I'm saying, work in this industry. So I can definitely see. And then I can see where, in a way where Dirk, the way that he gets that mainstream love is something obviously he, NBA Youngboy, wants. Because he wants to be, you know, seen in that same light. Nobody, you don't do this at the level that they're doing, and you don't want to be seen in your brightest shine. So I can understand where this is coming from. Like I said, outside of this, the understood beef, but man, Dirk's team, you won this one. So we'll see how this game goes. Hopefully, again, no loss of life will continue, and this is all just stays in the music.
I feel like Dirk won this with, like, the adults, but the kids don't give a damn about Dirk, and NBA Youngboy is, like, their god. So the younger kids are like, this corny-ass shit, we don't give a damn about your stupid-ass message. We gonna listen to this hour-long fucking violent-ass album that young boy put out, and then it's gonna go viral on TikTok.
I disagree a little bit. I think
we're not gonna hear Dirk shit on TikTok.
No, you're gonna hear this song on TikTok more than you're gonna hear anything NBA Youngboy does. That's just for real. Like, NBA Youngboy has.
I've heard more. Well, no, I've heard more Dirk than NBA Youngboy.
Yeah, this has J. Cole on it.
But this specific, I don't think we're gonna hear this.
The
producer,
like, you have to look at the producer who did this song. I forgot his name. I was hearing it earlier today. But the producer did the song. He does like all of these kind of like big production beats. So like the money is behind this project. NBA Youngboy, the reason why he's able to drop like that is because his label and his situation knows your fans are gonna come as you drop. They come and they look for it. They're not. Dirk's fans aren't looking for it on YouTube the way NBA Youngboy's fans are looking for it. And that was kind of the nick about him being able to dominate YouTube like that, because YouTube, you're coming with intention. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't go to YouTube and just wait to see what YouTube is going to play. You come in with what you subscribe to, what you're into, and you know, you go about it that way. So we'll see. Like I said, we'll see how it goes on. So got to get into some more troubling news. Atlanta, what are we doing here? We've had a leader disappoint us in more ways than one. So prior on the show, we talked about QC selling to that Asian company for Scooter Braun. And I said I was disappointed because every time we seem to get a level of success, we sell out for white dollars. But now P's then come into a little bit of heat in the streets. Now again, I'm no street Negro, not in the least bit.
Nope.
But I understand how to read, and I understand what rules are. There's a code that I feel like some people follow to a fault. And it can get really tragic in some ways. But I don't see in this way where he could get a pass, in a sense. Because, like, so 1090 Jake, the paper revealer, he will get any of your paperwork if you've been talking, and he will definitely put it on there. There was an incident with Boston Richie, and his paperwork got exposed, and there were some inconsistencies, and it looked like in some instances he was talking. And in this situation, it seems very similar. So what was going on is the paperwork was found. According, it was put in by P himself in a situation where there was a gentleman who attacked him and his brother. And in the attack, his brother passed away. So RIP to his brother, first and foremost. He then sees that individual at Lenox Mall. He engages with that individual and chases him. That person then is able to get to their vehicle, acquire a weapon. And then now he was in being chased. He got chased around the mall, according to the paperwork. He then went to the authorities and described the events that transpired. I'm going to say that for all intents and purposes, that was talking. That's snitching. That's not civilian operation. For all intents and purposes, the act of violence came from being in the streets. Your retaliation or attempted retaliation came from being in the streets. And
okay,
now,
hold on. Mm-hmm. That was mad professional. But what? So what happened in the beginning? The
individual that he was with at Lenox Mall.
No, before Lenox Mall.
Yeah, the individual who he got involved with at Lenox Mall.
Yeah.
Had attacked him and his brother before. They had shot at him and his brother.
Okay, so he snitched.
Well, yeah. He told that time who shot him.
Okay.
According to the paperwork that when I was reading T9J, he had told that time what happened when the shooting did happen. And then when he met him again and engaged with him, he told everything that happened there.
So this nigga ran up on him, shot at him and his brother. He snitched, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then this nigga probably, I don't know if he knew that he snitched. So he at Lenox, they lock eyes. He's like, oh shit.
No, P just goes after him. So P initiates.
Goes, so yeah. How are you going to go after
that's
the dude
why
that
shit
you
was
snitched?
Crazy.
You snitched on.
That's why I thought the situation was so crazy.
He chases him outside.
The dude gets to his car, grabs his firearm.
He has a gun.
Mm-hmm. And now he chases Pete.
The tables have turned. How have the turntables turned?
The rabbit got the gun. That's just what happened. The rabbit got the gun. And so now he's chasing him. He hides in some stores and all stuff. Again, all this is alleged. This is all from 1090J
and
paperwork.
And now...
And then he goes and tells the authorities what
happened.
Again, that, to me, that is not the code that people who I know that operate in that field would not advise for. They yeah. would not say anytime that you have something done to you, the only proper action is for you to get your get back in whatever process or whatever manner that you do. Again, I'm not someone who advocates for any kind of violence or such. But what I will say is when you have a record label who in the music that you push out promote these street codes and ideology, you should be looked at and held accountable. But because you've already sold out, you've already got your cash, you no longer have to worry about the validity of QC in that regards. You really don't lose out on anything. You can just tall niggas broke and change the narrative and his statement that he said in regards to saying how he did things in the streets and stuff like that, which, again, I understand, but...
Has he like, replied or said anything about...
Yeah, that's what he said, that he did things in the streets where he had to, but he ain't trying to do all that. He ain't trying to be on that. He up now, all this other stuff. Basically, he was just saying, I got money now, so anything y'all can say to me don't matter no more.
I'm not a street nigga no more. I'm rich as fuck.
Which I'm not mad at that approach. My problem is, again, with all these individuals is... Yeah, you could be a street nigga, or you could be absent of being a street nigga, but then when it comes time and place to have these conversations and when it comes to put shit in the light, my nigga, you're promoting the shit. You're promoting this shit that is the street nigga. So how yeah. can you sell me a loaf of bread and you don't even know and you ain't even got the yeast? You ain't even got the flour. You just doing whatever. You just telling me whatever. I don't. You don't know nothing about this. I just don't see how you can tell me street politics don't matter, but then in the music that you have your art. No, you would never have an artist come out with a song is, you know what I did? I had the toe. I really did fold, but that's just how I go. Like, you wouldn't tell a nigga to do nothing like that.
Yeah, but that shit would go so hard. Like, I would feel that shit. Because I'm in that situation at all, I'm snitching.
Like, there would never be a crazy story.
I'm singing like a bird, bro. They're going to bring me a buffet, a feast. I'm serving all of you niggas up.
There would never be a crazy story where this nigga is talking about how he got caught, told on his homeboy, got out, and
not
now
his
we up.
Homeboy. That's not going to go well with anybody. But
or
like,
told on his op.
No, like this random stranger did a drive-by and accidentally shot my sister. I saw the plates. I told the police.
That's
would yeah. love to hear that.
There could be that too. There could be a lot of this. Like, like nobody's pushing out this kind of music from these albums, but then you want us to not hold you to street accountability and street politics when you fuck up. And it's just fucking bullshit. And it's just like when these people get this money, they think that they're absolved from the rules that they put the rest of us on. So, again, I don't think that – is he really going to be held accountable before this? No. Nobody in the streets is going to hold P accountable for that. He probably shouldn't be held accountable for anything in that manner either. But what's going to happen is
– he has too much money to be held – because all of the people who would yeah. give a damn are niggas in the streets, and he can bribe them with money.
But the other thing is this. It's not even that. Because he talked about him and Coach talked about this before, about doing it again, starting up another new label and, you know, selling this one.
Keep selling culture.
That's all of these black elitists do is sell culture. They sell us out. They put us out to dry, and then they tell us we're bad people because we don't have money like them. So, again, they're a bunch of bullshit. So I'm not even going to talk about that portion of it. What I'm going to talk about this is, do you think that you'll be able to get that validity back, or are you going to change up? Because I don't think you're going to be able to sell new artists if I know that what people know about you now. Why would a new artist want to get in with that? I can understand, yeah, you got Lil Baby and all this other stuff.
Do you think the artists are genuinely going to
be like,
I don't want to sign with Q or whatever new label because this nigga snitched on...
I think if niggas didn't get on their knees for other men with money, then yeah, that probably could happen. I think, again, this is probably not going to happen at all with it. My only theory would be the worst thing that would happen is that the credibility of any artist that signs with them gets looked at in a different way. Like, you could only be like a Gunner, Little Babe. Like, you wouldn't be able to be a real street rapper like a Ola Runt or somebody like that.
Ooh, I have no idea who that is. I've never heard
that name. Real street Atlanta rapper. So, like, you wouldn't be able to be someone like him and signed to somebody like that. Like those guys signed to like, you know, Gucci Mane and shit like that. They
yeah,
are
but everybody who signs to Gucci Mane goes to jail. So maybe
well, we talked about that. He's just trying to show him how to do the money spread. That's all they're about. that's Gucci Mane 101. But we can kind of get into this, which is a little bit in regards to what a lot of people are saying is an issue with the music. Ja Warrant. I like that. Ja Rico. Yo, Ja, what's up with you, my brother? It doesn't make any sense what's going on here. So just for the people that are listening, Ja Morant has gone on live again, and it just seems like every time the live button is pressed.
Bro, please,
that
stay
nigga
off.
Comes equipped like a G.I. Joe. He's equipped with the gun when that live button come on like a G.I. Joe. He has to have the blicky on him.
What is good with him?
Like, I don't understand. Ja Morant, I'm going to be honest with you. Shooting on and off the court is not the most impressive thing that you do. But you are one hell of a basketball player. You don't have to do all this other shit. You do a lot more important shit than shoot than pull out guns. My nigga, you're not even shooting the shit. You're just pulling it out. Why? You're with your friends. I have never had to pull out a gun with my friends ever.
Not once.
And some of them carry firearms. We don't have to pull them out for anything. Anytime we're having a good time, when music comes on, nobody has to do that. And like I said with the NBA YoungBoy trans, maybe they were listening to YoungBoy and the nigga couldn't control himself. Because I feel like when I was listening to YoungBoy, I think I needed that palate cleanse because I probably would have grabbed a block and spent it too. So I think...
Grab the block and spent it is hilarious.
I don't think that Ja Morant... I hate this idea of saying the music is to blame for Ja. Ja's just a fucking idiot. Like, he just wants to do dumb shit
at
as a young
point,
kid. Yeah, I mean,
how old is he?
He's 23.
Yeah, 23 is when you do dumb shit.
So I understand.
It's just like stop going on live while you're doing the dumb shit. You can do it.
I promise you, stop. This is just as effective. Like, putting your fingers up and just acting like it's a gun like your homeboy did.
Honestly.
I promise you, I know that's a gun. I figured it out.
I don't think it's not as satisfying. Holding an actual gun like.
But at neither like time is he ever pointing it at the camera. So it's not like you're like, oh, I'm at your head, boy.
Nah, but you're rapping along to NBA YoungBoy.
Hold on. We got to give some more context to this, too, before we get into this. So there's a lot going on. So Ja Morant got suspended when he first did this in a nightclub. He's got suspended about 8 games, but everybody thought that wasn't a good enough suspension. I knew what the suspension was really going to be, what the real punishment was going to be. Had people calling my phone, hey, you think Ja's going to be all NBA? No. Why not? He's one of the best guards in the league. My nigga, you don't get to act an ass the way he was and get away with it. The media votes for these things. Not your coaches, not your teammates. The media. A lot of black media was not fucking with this nigga because they are conservative. They have money. They don't like poor niggas and niggas who act poor adjacent. And my nigga Ja Morant, to these niggas here, you're acting poor adjacent. You're acting in a way, in a manner that you should not, and is unbecoming of a person of your stature and being. Do I feel that way? No. I feel as though you're just dumb. You don't like money. But that you're right.
Obviously, he hates money because why do you keep on pulling out guns? And then they're not even cool guns.
So you're right. They aren't cool guns. They're actually water guns, looking guns. But we have to add this here, this caveat in regards to why we say he lost money. When you're in the NBA and you sign a big contract like this, there's a lot of stipulations. People think they see these numbers and all this other stuff and they think, oh, all the money's right in his pocket. No, not even the least bit. What's really going on here is that you have to do certain things to get this kind of contract. Derrick Rose, he can thank for this. Derrick Rose is the person who actually made this possible. When he had his MVP season at such a young age, they said, hey, man, we had to be able to get money into these guys' pockets a lot faster. They created the Derrick Rose rule, which allows that if you are part of the all-NBA team or you win MVP and stuff like that, which, of course, you automatically be on all-NBA, you are now eligible for the Super Max. Not just the regular Max. Super Max. So when we say Ja Morant lost money, we're saying he lost an opportunity because he was not voted in the All-NBA team by the media. He lost an opportunity to have an additional $40 million in his contract. So now he's getting around 198 when he could have been getting somewhere the range of 220, 230.
$40 million is crazy.
It's very crazy. Because, again, this is not the only person it's happened to. Happened to Clay Thompson a few years ago.
What'd he do?
He didn't do nothing. He just didn't make All NBA team. So, okay. Like, the media has a lot of control in regards to your finances and how much a team is going to have to invest in you because of what they do. So that's why I always laugh at these players and all this stuff. Oh, the media. Who needs the? No, y'all niggas do. What y'all don't understand is for years, y'all motherfuckers was putting a rubber ball in a hoop. Granted, some of y'all niggas make that shit look impressive, but at the end of the day, you ain't curing cancer. You ain't curing AIDS. You're putting a ball in a hoop, and you're tall as fuck. So that's the shit that got you there. The media is the one that said, hey, look at these freaks of nature and how easily they play this game that us normal people can't play as efficiently. And y'all were the circus. And then racism. And then that racism was able to turn into what we have today, the NBA. We took the racism of the 80s. We turned it into a sitcom between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson every year. White man had their hero. Black man had their hero. Everybody was happy in America. Now we have this NBA that we have here today.
Damn.
Ja Morant. Off the backs of all of these players who have played hard as they could, done what they've done. Michael Jordan, all the greatness he's done.
And then Ja Morant, here he comes, swinging his guns.
Swinging his pistols. Shooting. He ain't shooting these guns, thank goodness. But at the thank same God. Time, my man, you can show your friends your guns without putting it on live. Like, can we just take his camera away?
But, like, why do you, nobody needs to see your guns. Like, you only need to take them out if you feel like you're in danger. Like, why do you just have them out like they're, it's an accessory?
So, Ja did an interview with Jalen Rose where he talked about how these actions were not who he was. Jalen Rose, ex-NBA player, did an interview with him where they tried to help him with the cleanup, and he shat all over that. Like, everything he said in there, once you did this action a separate time, It shat all over this. It was ridiculous. And it's like, I just don't get it. Maybe he was upset. I can only imagine he was upset. He did put some little cryptic tweets after the All-NBA team was announced, and he was just probably like, fuck it, nigga. Y'all ain't gonna give me my $40 million. I'm up, nigga. Rich op out. I'm going crazy. Maybe you need to listen to a little Dirk.
Need to listen to some J. Cole featuring Dirk. Dirk featuring J. Cole, whichever one.
You need to listen to Dirk, All My Life, or whatever that shit was called. You need to listen to that. Maybe that shit, just listen to J. Cole's verse at the end.
Listen to some clean pop.
Yeah, clean pop after that, because my nigga, like, you gonna have to go to camp. Like, they gonna have to put you in, like, one of them camps where they just let you just sit there and watch Teletubbies all day, my nigga. Like, you have to be brought down all the way. Like, you can't be on this no more. Like, they're going to take your money away. They
already did.
No, they're going to take the whole thing. Because there are contracts, there are moral contracts in these clauses that these white folks can say, hey, you ain't acting like the good nigga we agreed you to act like. And we about to take all this. So you and T going to go back to South Carolina broke as fuck.
Oh, my God.
And you got to figure that shit out, my nigga. Because we ain't with it. And they'll take all that shit, bro. He'll be living off whatever little endorsement deals he can scrounge up from you know, the contracts he's already signed, and they can destroy you. This is a real industry here. You can't play with these folks like that. Don't get me wrong. They will allow you to destroy black culture for a profit. That's Candace Owens. They will allow you to destroy black people for a profit. But my nigga, you are at this point now, you got to have a little bit of subtlety to it. You can't just go out there and just shit on black, make us look just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You got to do it subtly. You got to give some, you know what I'm saying, a little mystique to it, my nigga. And you out here just going crazy. These folks ain't about to let you have that. Jesus Christ, Ja Morant, put the fucking guns down, my nigga. Shit. So fucking crazy. So we got something interesting coming in here. When in trouble, the black man will find his black woman. Jonathan Majors, as we are aware and which we've talked about on this show numerous times, has been in a situation where he's been convicted and accused of multiple domestic violent incidences.
A huge disappointment. Huge.
But when in doubt, when in trouble, the black man always comes home. So reports have been coming out that Megan Good, who I had a very interesting theory on, check the Instagram page, has now been in line with dating with Mr. Jonathan Majors.
Dating with Mr. Jonathan Majors?
Dating with him, yes. I have to say, my man, outstanding move. I'm not mad at it. When in trouble for hitting a white woman, you need to run to the arms of a black woman.
Fuck you.
No, that's where you go.
Shut the fuck up.
You will go be home. She needs you right now because she needs
a little bit of you.
You just cut the rhetoric. Mute up. So this is what you do. This is where you go. You go home. Let her protect you. Let her grab you in. Put her in her ample bosom, especially for making good. Let her put you in that ample bosom and protect you with her black womanness.
It's not working. It just seems like such a...
What do you mean? We haven't even started. We just got the drop. This is the rollout. We haven't allowed... Don't worry. We're going to get some candid pictures. You remember when Melanie cheated on Derwin in the game? And they were taking those little stage photos in the park?
Yeah.
That's coming.
Rhetoric has watched the game. Fun fact, has watched the game from start to finish too many times.
Multiple times.
And can answer, like, if there was the game trivia, this man would win 1,000%. Like, without a doubt, he would win.
I'm trying to see what the problem is that.
No, just fun fact. Continue.
Okay. Like I was saying here. So, they're going to do some candid photos. This is where I can see. This is how I see the picture now. We got candid photos, maybe in the park. She's going to be wearing yellow. Black girls love yellow. Then we'll have some pictures of maybe him on a date with her, pulling the chair out, being soft and gentle. Like I said, she owes us. Megan Good, you owe us. You got the rebrand. Hey. You got the rebrand off the black man preacher. It's your turn to return the favor. Clean the black man up. Make him look soft. Make him look vulnerable. Make him look like he's not an abuser. It's your job. It's on you. That's what your job is.
It is not on
you. Yo, yes, it is. It is. It is on her. This is your job. As the black woman in this situation, that is her job. She has taken, no one said she had to do it. She took it upon herself. No one said she had to date this man. She has taken it upon herself.
Oh, she's not dating him. It's a PR move.
Whatever. Her PR team is down with it. And she owes us. So, hey, we got you, Shazam. Help us keep Kang. I feel like that's the least she can do here. I don't think it's that much of an issue. I'm not mad at it. Jonathan Majors, 3 more years. Go back on the milk. Go crazy on the milk. And I won't be mad at you, brother. You got to do what you got to do.
If Jonathan Majors is actually guilty of the things that he's been accused of doing, then he needs to be held accountable. And if not, then hopefully he can get exonerated and get his career back on track. But usually it's very hard to get your career back on track from accusations, even if they're proven to be false, because people, their attention spans aren't that long.
I would disagree. It depends on what it is, what kind of evidence is being presented, and who it is. Because, again, with no video, there's been plenty of people in different instances who were able to remain what they're doing. So if there's no video of what occurred, it's very much possible. And if you can do this rebrand, which I think is very much well possible, you do that, you get them at some black love events, you get a little black heart emoji, You know what I'm saying? Get him seen hugging some black children.
Some essence spreads.
Yeah. Hold on. How old is Jonathan Majors? Because Megan Good's like 40.
Is Megan Good 40?
Well, she's almost 40. She's like 39. How old is Jonathan Majors, though? Look that up for me real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He looks like he's fucking 45. He looks
He
he has the oldest black looking face ever.
He's 33. That
yo, he's 33?
That nigga is 33.
What are you doing,
he's
bro?
A year older than you. This nigga has a very civil rights looking face.
Yo, my nigga, he is using her as a mother. Yo, that is your mom, my nigga. Like, in dating years, that's your mom, my nigga. Like, he is really out here trying.
Megan Good is 41.
Yeah, that's his mom.
That's
in dating years for a man and a man with a little bit of money. Nigga, that's your mom, nigga, you're dating. That's insanity. What are you doing, dog? Hey, this I'm saying, this has to be PR. Because
no, it 1,000.
That's what I would do. I'm going to Angela Bassett if I fuck up.
Why would Megan, as a woman who just cleaned up her image by marrying a preacher, then the first man she connects herself to romantically, like for real, is someone who's been accused of abuse? It's definitely PR. And I don't know how much she's getting paid. I don't know how much she's getting paid or what the upside is for her in this deal.
Who else could he go to, though? Like, I'm just saying, like, if in this situation, I needed a black woman to help me with the cleanup, who would be the best woman?
Would Megan Good be your first choice, like, last week when you were thinking about who Jonathan Majors would go to? Because it wasn't mine.
Yeah, that Megan Good came out of left field. But it makes sense, man. You need a
spin
vet.
Move.
You need a vet. She's a seasoned vet in this situation. So I can understand why you would go with a woman of that age, because you need that kind of guidance. Someone who has gone through the rigmarole of Hollywood and having a stain on them, which probably would be her to learn from.
And someone who is seen as somewhat of a godly woman, I guess. Like, she...
No, that shit's over with. That shit's dead. We know her.
Okay.
We know she's a Jezebel.
Cool. Done.
Yeah, she's definitely Jezebeled out in the eyes of the community.
Jezebeled out.
I'm not mad.
Again, Twitter name to Jezebeled
not,
out.
No, you're not. This girl's crazy. But like I said, I'm not upset with the pick per se. Like I said, the age is a little crazy, but then again, you kind of need it to help suffice. I just don't understand who else. I don't think there's anybody else who could do it, because Issa Rae's spoken for. Everybody else likes women, or they don't like black men. Like, it's just keep it a beam.
Yeah, other than like a Lupita.
Zoe Saldana, she doesn't like black men.
Other than like a Lupita.
Don't she date white men?
Lupita hasn't dated anybody, has she?
I'm pretty
she?
Sure if you looked her up, she has white men.
Okay, hold on.
Shawty from Abbott Elementary is a white toucher. She's a white layer.
Yeah.
So it's tough. Usually they're either white layers or they already spoke for. Kiki Palmer, I don't know if she's got that fella still in her life.
Lupita has a boyfriend. He is a very Nigerian man.
Okay.
Like that he's black.
Okay.
I don't know if he's not.
I was mistaken.
He's black.
You saw Kiki Palmer, little baby? Cute little baby?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So cute. And Rihanna and ASAP's little,
speaking of us.
Little baby.
We was talking about boobs earlier. Them things milking up there for Kiki, boy. That's a milk. It's a milk house right there. I'm not mad at it.
You just lost all of the women that were listening.
I didn't lose them when I was saying that black men need to run to them as a scapegoat.
No, oh yeah, yeah, no, there are no more women listening to this. It's just me.
But hey, man, this is, like I said, this is Black Man 101, man. When we're in trouble, we come home. We know where to go. We know who's going to take us back. It's black women in the church.
He just called black women stupid, y'all.
That was your implications.
Attack him in the comments.
That was your implications of the conversation.
Attack him in the comments.
That was your implication.
Because why would we take y'all back after being stupid? Because we stupid? You just called us stupid.
I didn't say that.
Period. That's what you said.
I didn't say that. I said
that's what I heard.
I just said that because there's so few, we're so few and far between in regards to what qualifies as a decent black man. When we come around, I mean.
Wow. He said niggas ain't shit. He said niggas ain't shit and black women are stupid.
I didn't say that. I just said y'all lack.
Boiling it down
lack resources.
You know, giving y'all points.
Just lack the resources. All right, you got that Brian McKnight video going? This nigga is insanity. Yes. This nigga is one pure moment. Insanity.
I mean, it's 6 minutes long. It's 5 minutes and 45 seconds. But let me.
I feel like he tells himself exactly what he's on. Fairly soon in the video. But if y'all not aware, Brian McKnight has been having some issues with his kids, been disowning some of them, reusing names. I think that's kind of player though.
He said that his new wife's daughter made him a girl dad when he has two daughters, biologically. So that's what's been going on.
Can we be honest here for a little bit? There is an age that your kids can reach where there could be some shit that you're not going to fuck with them no more like that. And if they do some fucked up shit, I can see a world. Like, people are like, oh, what world could you see a nigga stop fucking with them? If these niggas actively tried to do something that could have put him or his career or even his new family in a dangerous or compromising situation, I can see where you're like, hey, bro, I'm not fucking with y'all niggas no more, dog. Like, that could very well be a real possibility. Or he could just be a piece of shit. Like, I mean, it's also there, too.
The latter.
I mean, no, you're just doing that because he's a black man. I'm not going to have that. I'm going to talk about the real possibilities here. No.
Anybody who renames another son Brian McKnight Jr. and says that somebody else made him a girl dad when he already has daughters and all these things, like, it doesn't seem.
Not if you're not the vibe, dog. Like, my thing is this. Like, one of my biggest fears is if something happens to my mom, my dad remarries and has a good friend. Like, that's something that I have nightmares about. I'm my dad's only kid. I don't need no other competition in regards to the biological aspect. Okay? I fear that. So I understand where you coming in here, you having this legit. And then you calling them BJ, like, whoa, my nigga, I'm BJ. I was here first. You can't do that. You ain't George Foreman, nigga. You can't name all your kids George or Brian.
Let's listen to a video.
Play the audio.
Brian McKnight here. There's
You know a nigga is a narcissist when this nigga starts off with his fucking name. My nigga, it's a video. We can see you. Like, my nigga, what are you doing? Brian McKnight here. Nigga, you've made the hits. We know who Brian McKnight is. Okay, continue.
Talk about my family on social media. Typically, I prefer not to give attention to the internet trolls. But now my family is being harassed online.
Which family? And
accosted in public. Apparently because some people can't handle seeing my happily ever after.
Mm.
Coming on, after stop that real me quick. Is one thing. But the moment...
That's tough right there. You happily ever after? Have you ever watched Shameless?
I have up to, like, maybe the fourth season.
So in season 5, I think it is, might be 4 or 5, Frank, who's the dad and patriarch of the family, gets upset with his current family. And so what he does is he goes into the house down the street, finds a bunch of homeless people or unsheltered people.
Yeah. Unhoused.
Unhoused. And, he takes them in and makes them his new family. He gives them his kid's name, but just adds new at the front of it, and does this exact same thing. Probably top 5 episode in the series. But this is what this shit reminds me of. Brian McKnight is Brian Gallagher. Frank McKnight. Continue.
When you come after my wife and our children, it's another story. Because even more important to me than defending my name is defending and protecting them. I want to address some of these recent discussions. There is a very simple reason why I post about some of my children on social media and not others. The children that I do not currently have relationships with, I don't post about them. Instead, I post about the children with whom I do have relationships.
Okay, stop that.
With whom I am proud of.
I thought he was about to give us a reason.
With who I am proud of.
Hold on, I thought he was going to give us a reason, though.
I mean, you made us pause it.
No, I'm saying he was saying, but he was like, sounded like he was going into the reason that he was going into it. Then he just started boasting up his current family. But continue.
Of, and about whom I want to share my pride in their accomplishments. I don't live in the past. I live in the present and the future. I am so proud of the man I am today, the husband I am to my wife, Leilani, and the father I am to our children. I'm so proud of our love, our family, our life. So I will, without apology, continue to shout about it as loud as I can. If you can't help or handle seeing happiness and love, then I respectfully ask you, why are you even on my page? Maybe you should ask yourself that too.
Maybe you should.
Another thing a lot of people have been talking about is the lawsuit my adult daughter Brianna brought a few years ago.
So let's get into that a little bit. So there was a lawsuit, a defamation lawsuit, that his daughter placed on to him because he made an accusation and a claim that allegedly she, which again, this story didn't make any sense, because if you're saying that your daughter at a young age had an inappropriate relationship with an older relative,
that's molestation. Was abused. Yeah.
Like that's what that sounds like to me, right?
Yeah.
So like that's what I'm saying. Like, did he not understand when he put that out? Even if it was true, you're admitting that a member of your family was assaulted another member of your family? Like, that's what I'm saying, where it's like, at some point, I think he's, like, getting off on this a little bit. Because you can easily just ignore them. Like, you just not bring them up. They can do what they want. You can block them on social media.
When's the last time that Brian McKnight has been relevant? Never in my lifetime. Nah, I'm 28 years old.
He had some hits.
I'm an immigrant also. So I came here when I was 7. Let's take 7 years off that. I am a 21-year-old low-key American. One thing
you have to acknowledge about with the music industry and stuff like that is, like, a lot of these guys, just because they're not in front of the spotlight anymore,
relevant as in we're seeing them, we know about them, care about them.
Yeah, I mean, his time in that light is gone. He's had his moment and his time is gone. But that doesn't make what he's still doing in the music industry and what he has done irrelevant.
And I'm not saying it makes what.
Then what's your point then? What are you trying to say?
We haven't talked about Barry McKnight in mad long. Yeah, so you're saying that he might be reveling in this attention is probably true, because this is the only time about. You just said that.
Again, you know I'm in rhetoric mode right now.
You want me to start with the fact that you are right?
Thank you.
Oh my fucking God! That's where you start. God.
When you start bringing the feminine voice and it starts getting that kind of tone with it, I feel like you're automatically disagreeing with me.
No.
So
you weren't listening to yourself.
See how you said
no?
Keep that tone universal. I love it when you do that.
You weren't listening to yourself. I was agreeing with you.
Okay. That's what it is. Just start with that. I like when you start with that.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you can talk.
But, yeah. So, we haven't talked about him in mad long. He probably does love the fact that this is getting him attention.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's a sick way to get attention. Shitting on your kid.
Wait, hold on. Y'all see how he said something and then I agreed with it, but because he just thought that I
told you what it was. It was tone.
He took a
it was tone. It's a certain
took,
way you
he
have
took
to
the
say
stance
it.
Of like the opposite, even though he literally said something that I was just agreeing with. But continue.
I didn't take the opposite. I just was like,
you,
whoa, I felt like you were disputing at me.
What
and I didn't,
they call
I didn't want you
a contrarian.
Okay.
You love that shit.
I've never shied away from who I am.
Yeah. As long as
you
agree.
I'm a man of the people.
You know.
I'm a man of the people. Okay?
You're a man of your people.
I'm a man of the people. Brian McKnight, leave them kids alone, okay? You don't like them, you don't got to see them. They old now. Like, just leave them alone.
I don't love that.
Just leave them alone. I'm just saying. Like, they're adult kids. Leave them alone now.
I don't love that.
You got new Brian.
Them kids have to have bucket loads
just
of
chill.
Therapy. Just shit.
I mean, he's got stuff
therapy.
Going on too, though. He lost a young kid. Like, one of his young kids passed.
Yeah, that's
so. I mean, he's
difficult.
Got stuff going on too. I'm not saying that, but it's like, bro, leave them alone. You got the new family. You got the remix. It's cool. Nigga, just leave them alone. They ain't bothering you. Don't bother them. They don't want no money. Nigga, then tell them see you ass in court. The fuck? Shit's fucking crazy. Brian, stop that shit. All right, man. So, one more topic. This might get a little controversial. So, we're going to get into a little controversial topic here. So, I got an interesting call from one of my homeboys. He was asking me questions since I'm in a similar situation. He's not with the mother of his child. And they have a pretty tense relationship in most days, he says. But he said Mother's Day was coming up, and he felt like he shouldn't be obligated to get her a gift. Like he said, his birthday had passed. She didn't even have a kid call him. On his birthday, he had to end up doing some birthday on the weekend that he got the kid. He's saying there's been plenty of Father's Days where he doesn't get any calls or anything either. So when in exchange where he has for her birthday and stuff, have called and maybe sent a gift or something like that. He asked, was it wrong for him to not get a gift for his mother, for the mother of his child for Mother's Day? I told him, hell no, it's not wrong. I don't think that you're required to do that if y'all aren't in a committed relationship or on of the best of terms. I just don't think that you're required to do that. As long as the kid is protected, y'all doing y'all shit in regards to the child, I just don't think that that's a requirement for you. And I think a lot of guys, they get scared to say that. They get scared to stay on that stance.
I don't think guys are scared to say that.
No, they do. They feel like you have to.
I don't. I think, do they?
Yeah. After that kid can talk, nigga, they can tell the mama, I love you on Mother's Day. That's the gift.
Yeah.
So, like, four.
You can just post her, like, hey, you actually been doing a great job. I appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day.
I mean, you can keep it that, or you could just be like, hey, bro, you don't get rewarded for what you're supposed to do.
Honestly, I think it's
that's
a
what
very...
they tell. That's what they tell men all the time. You're not supposed to get rewarded for what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So then why do you get rewarded? Why do you want to get rewarded for something you're supposed to do? If the kid wants to do something for you, like with my son, he asked me for some money. So I gave him some money so he can get his mama something. Like, that's cool. But then, like, for me to go do a gift?
I feel like that's a lot of effort. As a father who's not with his child's mother, giving the child money to get the gift for the mom is probably the easiest way to do it and probably the best thing to do, mm-hmm. especially if the child isn't at an age where they can make their own money and give them enough money so that they can get something like nice-ish, mm-hmm. you know? Also, I have a very black and white answer for this. If you can call your baby, even if you're not together, if you can call your baby mother on a day where it's not technically your day to see your kids and you're like, I really just want to see my baby, and she's like, all right, whatever, then get her a Mother's Day gift. But
I'll take it even a step further.
If you can't do that.
If you come over to go pick up your kid and she don't let you hit, you don't have to get her a Valentine's Day gift.
No, that's just real shit.
No, that's just real fucking shit.
No.
If she don't let you hit, nigga, you don't have to get her a Valentine's Day gift.
No.
No, yes, you don't. When the moment she stops giving you the pussy, you don't have to get her any more gifts.
Yeah, stop listening to
this. I promise to God, that's when the gifts stop.
Lord have fucking...
Once she starts cutting off the pussy, nigga, it's over with. We just niggas with a kid now. Ain't no gifts. Ain't none on pleasantries, nigga. We a nigga with a kid now. Once I stop hitting it.
Oh, my. I literally have no words for you.
We are just cool at that point, so.
Nah, if your baby mother doesn't make it difficult for you to see your baby, please get that woman a gift. She does not really genuinely give a fuck about you no more. That's probably the best situation. If she don't have feelings for you no more, like, that's great. So if she lets you come see a baby whenever you want to see a baby, period. Like, maybe
you ain't supposed to get rewarded for shit you supposed to do. That's crazy.
It's just so like.
So no, you ain't supposed to fuck me. So if you fuck me, then yeah, you get a gift. Like, that's what it goes.
So you only get gifts when you do things that you're not supposed to do.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You said you don't get rewarded.
You get rewarded for going above and beyond.
Yeah.
You said not supposed to do. She can fuck me if she don't got no boyfriend.
No, you're not supposed to fuck your baby daddy.
No, if she ain't got no boyfriend, she can fuck. If she ain't got no boyfriend and nigga ain't got nobody else, nigga, you can fuck.
Okay, add the nigga don't got nobody else part, nigga.
I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah. Niggas was about to see shit flinging from this side this time.
I'm just saying, that's just real. If you ain't hitting it no more, you're not required to give gifts. If you still hitting it, nigga, then yeah, you got to give up some gifts, nigga. You getting some extracurriculars from her.
If you dipping in the pussy, you got to dip in your wallet.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like it's only right.
It is only.
Well, I mean,
right.
you gotta dip your wallet anyway. Niggas, kid involved.
Listen,
but I'm talking about for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chanel bags.
For the baby mama. All right, so let's get off this before I get myself in trouble and get my fucking payments increased. So
let me hold on. One more topic. It's mm-hmm. not on the list, but I just wanted to tell y'all, stop telling random women on the streets Happy Mother's Day on Mother's Day, because I am not a mother. I have no children. Okay? You know how many niggas told me Happy Mother's Day today? You know how many times I was like, nope, not a mother. Don't have no kids. Please, just stop. Also, I could have had like 15 miscarriages. I could have been trying to get pregnant for years. Every single time somebody told me Happy Mother's Day, it could have been a bullet to my fucking heart. I don't give a fuck about them babies. I've never been pregnant. I've never had a miscarriage. None of that shit. It didn't hurt my feelings at all. It just annoyed me. It was just irritating. So stop doing that shit. Unless I'm holding a baby's hand, don't tell me Happy Mother's Day.
You kind of got that victim shit from me, though, that little speech you just did there about the mothers. I don't know who coached you on that one.
I don't even know what you're talking about, sir. We have no idea what he's talking about. Rhetoric is a liar.
Sometimes, but also I'm a truth teller. So this has been an amazing show on Cut the Rhetoric. Again, next time you see me, you'll see me with my co-host, and maybe I might not be so off the leash. But right now, you got a little dose of Cut the Rhetoric. You'll be seeing a lot more of that. Check out me and my lovely Ferragamos on Talk FNF. It's going to be our show where we talk Marvel, reality shows, and overall just pop culture fun and stuff. So again, I'm excited for a lot of things that are coming on. You are experiencing something that a lot of people will be honored to be a part of. So this is the Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. This is Rhetoric. Queers flip pack in the air always.
Period. Yeah, nigga, we out of here, nigga. Episode done, nigga. Period. Cut the rhetoric, bitch.